Welcome to the Big Dave Podcast.
Friday morning's never Friday morning until we check in with our longtime listener, all-time leading caller, Shade Tree Psychic.
Pet Whisperer.
The Tomato Queen of the Covington Corner.
The Karaokeist to the Stars. I just added that one today for fun. Scarecrow's here. Good morning, Scarecrow.
Good morning.
And once again, you were on right before Christmas, weren't you? Nicole, our HR director, is in here right now.
I was. I'm back.
She's back. And Nicole, she has a big question for Scarecrow, and this is a very timely issue. I imagine a lot of managers and HR directors are dealing with right now. Go ahead, Nicole.
So as you know, the flu season has hit us, and we have a lot of employees here that have gotten it. So how do I keep them to stay home and not spread it anymore?
Oh, you keep people who think they're coming down with something from coming to work and spreading it around. Let's find out right now.
What would Scarecrow do? What would Scarecrow do?
All right, Scarecrow.
I don't know why they'd want to come to work. I mean, for real. I know they need their money and everything, but
well, they still get paid. They have sick days.
Yeah, we have sick days. I mean, it's B105. They love working here.
Yeah,
Scarecrow. Of course. I mean, who wouldn't love to come in every day and see Chelsea?
Of course.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they'd be sick to want to come in if they were already sick to begin with. That's sick. I mean,
yes.
Dang, dude, if they can get paid and stay home, duh. I mean, I got so sick a while back, I couldn't even stand to look at food. And all they did was keep putting the Whopper and all this crap on TV. And I thought, oh, God. If I have to look at another one of them, and there's good old Marie Osmond. Look how much weight you can use. I said, Clifford, turn that off. I said, she's been on Dancing with the Stars and everything. I said, that's that same old commercial they used last year.
Well, okay, hold on. We're not on the weight loss here. We're talking about now, Nicole. I mean, it is bad that I understand that, you know, some people are like, have that, I guess you want to say, Cal Ripken mentality, where you show up to work every day and do your job, and nothing's going to keep you from coming and doing it, right?
Right.
They're just workaholics, I guess.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, it's better than being the other kind of holic, right?
I don't know about that. I had an awful lot of fun when I used to drink.
How do you gently nudge somebody that's sick into not coming in, Nicole?
That's what I need help with. It's hard. I say stay home, but they don't believe HR. They think I'm like, you know, lying, and I'm going to be mad if they don't come in.
We've got quite a few out right now.
We do.
Yeah. And a few of them have, I mean, I can take three people offhand that I know right on this floor within, you know, reaching distance of this studio that are out with the legitimate flu right now.
I know. We all should have masks on right now.
We should, really.
I thought about it.
You could come in looking like one of them Star Wars people if you wore a mask.
Stormtrooper. Yeah, there you go, Stan. Let's put on Stormtrooper outfits. We won't get sick then.
We'll just sound like Darth Vader all morning long.
I was thinking more like Channing Tatum mask for these guys or somebody like that.
Oh, you want us to look better.
Man, I come over there myself if some of them dudes over there dressed like Channing Tatum.
Or maybe undressed like Channing Tatum.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
All right, now, Scarecrow, any final advice for Nicole? Something that she might actually take away from this conversation that helps her this morning?
All I can say is if they're sick, she could pass out a few masks and just write a little something on them. Go home.
Just go home. Get the hint. I think I like it. I like it. All right. Has this been helpful at all, Nicole?
Sure.
Another successful round of
What Would Scarecrow Do? What Would Scarecrow Do?
Now go home.
It's better over there. I love y'all.
Love you too, hon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
This is the Big Dave Podcast. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
And we got Diane from Mainville here this morning, ready to take on Chelsea. Diane, how do you normally do there when you take her on?
Usually three or four.
That's good.
That's good. Oh, but you've triggered the Pete Puma answer.
Oh, three or four.
You did that, of course, on purpose. I think a lot of people do. Are you gonna do a little better though this morning? You think maybe a gust towards five?
I hope so.
All right. Well, here we got five pop culture questions. Diane, get more right than Chelsea, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. All ties go to Chelsea. Her overall record is 603 wins, 7 losses, a 17 game winning streak. You're playing for $100 of her money.
Come on, Diane. Good luck.
All right.
All right, Diane. She's getting out of here. I want to know, did you hear the College of Hollywood Knowledge cheat sheet yesterday afternoon? A couple minutes after.
I did not.
Oh, a couple of minutes after five with Amanda and Jesse. You missed it. Here's your first question, okay?
All right.
This late night host on TBS and his wife, Liza, are celebrating their 16th anniversary today. Who is he?
Jimmy Fallon.
Question number two. Paddington 2 comes out today and stars Hugh Grant. In the first Paddington, this Australian actress played the villain, Millicent Clyde. Who is she?
Nicole Kidman.
Question number three. The HBO show True Detective debuted 4 years ago today. The show starred Woody Harrelson and this actor, who can currently be seen driving Buicks in TV commercials. Who is he?
Matthew McConaughey.
The new Liam Neeson movie, The Commuter, opens today and stars Liam, who's famous for all three of the Taken movies. What was his character's name in those films?
I didn't see it. I don't know.
Don't know. All right. Question number five. 17 years ago today, the Disney Channel show Lizzie McGuire debuted. Who played Lizzie on that show?
Demi Lovato?
All right, let's get Chelsea back in here and find out how our girl from Mainville, Diane, did, Stat.
Well, she got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. Oh. All right, we're going to have to hope for a miracle here that Chelsea severely stumbles. We're going to give her the same questions and wish you good luck, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, Chelsea, same questions. This late night host on TBS and his wife, Liza, are celebrating their 16th anniversary today. Who is he?
Late night. Conan O'Brien.
Nice. Not Jimmy Fallon. 1-0.
Paddington 2 comes out today and stars Hugh Grant. In the first Paddington, this Australian actress played the villain, Millicent Clyde. Who is she?
Oh, Nicole Kidman.
2-1.
The HBO show True Detective debuted 4 years ago today. The show starred Woody Harrelson and this actor, who can currently be seen driving Buicks in TV commercials.
Matthew McConaughey.
3-2.
All right. The new Liam Neeson movie, The Commuter, opens today and stars Liam, who was in all three Taken movies. What was his character's name in those films?
Brian Mills.
Dang,
that's it.
Chelsea.
4-2.
Final question. 17 years ago today, the Disney Channel show Lizzie McGuire debuted. Who played Lizzie?
Hilary Duff.
Dang, 5-2.
Duff Man.
Oh, man. And I think I got to throw an asterisk out there because Matthew McConaughey was driving Lincolns.
Oh, Lincolns.
But it's okay.
I wrote that.
That's all right.
Yeah.
If I'd have said Lincolns, you would have known it.
Yeah.
Well, you still did get it right.
You got it right anyway.
Oh.
Because I was picturing him driving a Lincoln.
All right. Here we go. Hey, you know what? Just because of that, I'm going to excuse you from the walk of shame.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a great day, Diane.
All right, you too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.